Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Schenick. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Tough game for your team on Saturday. Come up a little short on a comeback, lose 21-14 to Norfolk State as you've gone back and looked at the tape of that one. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, we just made a lot of mistakes, and unfortunately, all those mistakes came back to haunt us. We were not as disciplined as I'd like to be. We had a couple of personal fouls that I think changed field position on us. That gave, Norfolk, some really good field position, or took away field position on our part. We did some things on special teams that I think were really exciting, but then we had an opportunity where we blocked, and we had 12 men on the field, because we had a substitution error. So, very frustrating, to go through all that and, turn the ball over at the 21-yard line going in. With all that being said and done, and being down 14 at one point in time, our last play is from about the 14-yard line, and we have a ball into the end zone that touches our wide receiver's hands. So with all the negative and all the bad things that we did, our guys found a way to continue to push, continue to find any aspect of keep fighting. So I like that about us, but just way too many mistakes to beat a team that was playing the way that they were.
Offensively, as you said, down 14 under, or about 6 or 7 minutes to go, your team gets a touchdown, gets the ball back, and as you said, made a nice drive. Did you feel like the momentum had finally turned, and what was the key to the lack of mistakes, or what were you able to get going there in that last 6 or 7 minutes?
Yeah, really. We really sabotaged ourselves on most of our second half drives. We just found ways to not be successful, whether it's, coming out early, giving up a sack on a missed block, or, a guy not running the right route, which created then an interception because the guy that, floated into the void that the quarterback wasn't expecting to be there. And then, a missed block here, a drop pass there. We just really found all the ways that you possibly could, hurt yourself before we got the turnover and got the ball in short field position, scored on two plays. And then the last drive, I think Nate Kent, did a fantastic job just both, throwing the ball, running. Offense came alive and got the ball in Diego Hunter's hands a couple of times, and he was able to make some people miss. And we really got down to the 3-yard line with 12 seconds to go, but one of our offensive linemen was called for holding. So that bumped us back. And then we got, they got a roughing the passer, which got us a little bit of that yards back, but, we just finally clicked, obviously way too late, 2 minutes to go in the game, and, put together a really nice drive, but we needed that a whole lot earlier.
One of the guys offensively that had a really nice afternoon was Carter Runyon, your big tight end, 6 catches in that game. What kind of threat does he provide for you, offensively, especially in the middle of the field there?
Yeah, he's a unique combination of size and speed. He runs really well for a guy that's over 6'6", handles himself extremely well. He worked into our starting spot here this last week. We've been trying to get him a lot of different reps, and he really creates a matchup problem for linebackers and strong safeties because of how he runs and as well as his size. So really pleased to get him the ball. We threw him a screen, we threw him a couple of drags, then we threw him some balls over the middle, and pretty much every time he touched the ball, he found a way to get positive yards with it. So he's had great growth over the course of the last 3 weeks. We're going to need him to continue to have that same type of growth moving forward.
Defensively, Norfolk State was able to run the ball over, I think, 350 yards in the game. What made them so difficult to stop?
Well, they had 350 on the ground. They had 170 on 5 plays. So we gave up a third and three quarterback, kept it, and we had terrible angles, and he went 65 yards down the sideline. We gave up a 41-yard reverse, and then we gave up one other explosive play. So really disappointed, obviously, in those plays. I thought for the most part we regulated. They ran the ball 55 times. I think they only threw 2 passes in the second half, but part of that's because they were running the ball and getting some explosives. We just did not fit it right a handful of times, but on those explosive plays, we're in position. I think we had about, a rainy day. We had somewhere, in the high 20s of missed tackles. And you do that against the type of backs that they have, which I think are very powerful. I think they're very good runners. They're gonna make you miss or run through your arm tackles. So, again, you take away five of those plays, and I think we cut their yardage in half, and I think we're doing a decent job. But the explosive plays is really what killed us in that game.
Had some big plays, as you touched on, in the punting game. Six punts, 50-yard average, four of them over 50. Just talk about how that helped at least flip the field for you.
Yeah, Josh came in. We gave him an opportunity last week. He was our kickoff guy last year, and he's focused a lot on punting. And we made that switch 2 weeks ago, and he's really done a fantastic job for us. He stepped up, and, on Saturday, I mean, all of his punts were quality reps. And so two times from, I think, our 40, well, I think it was the 41 or the 40 and a half. I mean, he kicked it out of the end zone. We would love to get one of those down, but to have two 59-yard field goals back-to-back greatly changes your field position. So he was a weapon for us, and we needed it because we needed every yard that we could get on Saturday. And so that was really good to see. Our coverage team, did a great job covering as well because we got a couple of fair catches. So very pleased with what we were able to do there.
Your team on the road this week up at New Hampshire, as you've started to dive into the film in New Hampshire. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, I think there's a reason they won the league last year, and there's a reason that they're a team that, plays very well. And they had an amazing game against Delaware that, could have gone either way. So we've got our hands full. Very well-coached team, very disciplined team, always seems to be in the right place. Love how their quarterback's playing. He really makes a lot of exciting throws there and does a great job running that offense. And they do so much on offense that I think it creates a lot of issues for everybody involved. So we've got our hands full, extremely solid on defense as well. So this is going to be a great challenge for us. As we're trying to find ourselves here a little bit and trying to figure out what we can and cannot do.
We talk often about Diego Hunter on your side, about how difficult he is to defend because all the ways he can score the ball. They have a guy in Dylan Lauby is very similar, can score the ball in a lot of different ways. As a defensive coach, how do you try to contain him?
Yeah, it's kind of like containing Diego. I mean, it's not an easy thing. He has tremendous balance. And, he almost thrives in those tight areas. I mean, I've seen more people bounce off of him and him bounce off of people just in the five or six games that we've watched on him over the summer. And then, the four games this year, I'll tell you what, he's a load and he's a handful. And he seems to enjoy getting hit more and more. And the more he gets hit, I mean, the more he keeps running around. So, we've got to be great tacklers. We really do. We've got to swarm around him. We've got to take him out of his comfort zone there a little bit. And we've got to do it with more than one guy because, he just does a fantastic job keeping his balance, fantastic job of finding if there's 10 inches of daylight, he'll find it, squeeze through there, or he'll bounce off you and keep going.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for the time here this afternoon, and safe travels to New Hampshire, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.